You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.
And we are back on our official live stream from Radio Primavera Sound here at the Primavera Sound Festival in the Forum. And it is such a joy to reconnect with old friends who are visiting our country again after meeting them for the first time at the Weekender 2 years ago.
Yeah, two years ago. Yeah.
It felt like yesterday. They Hate Chains, Von Parks and Andre Dre Gainey.
The crowd goes crazy.
There we go. Big up the crowd. Big up all my folks. They are going crazy.
Really,
what's happening? I think they can hear us.
8 o'clock.
Eight o'clock. Boiler Room by Cupra. I mean, have you seen that stage?
Yeah,
it looks crazy. We heard it too.
Yeah, exactly. We saw it. Yeah, some madness over there. It's cool. Very cool.
Have you rearranged what you planned on playing on after seeing what it looks like?
Nah.
We had to crunch down.
Exactly. Like, we have a shorter set, which is fine. So it's like, all right, how are we about to pattern the set out? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, cool. We got to hit him with this, then this, than this, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting for sure. It's definitely going to be a solid one.
I'm so excited to see you at Boiler Room because we saw you at Primavera Weekender doing like a live show.
Yeah.
But now it's like the OG They Hate Chains. The DJ set, you know, the Boiler Room. How are you, what can someone expect out of the Hate Chains DJ set?
Oh man, we bring that Gulf Coast sound every single time, you know what I'm saying? Like that's really... Our little mixture of like Florida sounds, classic Florida sounds that people aren't really aware of, and just sort of recontextualizing it, you know, putting us in our proper place in the global dance conversation. You know, people weren't talking about Florida a couple years ago, you know what I'm saying? Like now you got us, you got 454, you got the Miami scene, you know what I'm saying?
Now
people talk about Florida, but before it's like you would mention every other region before you mentioned Florida as far as dance music goes.
Right.
So we got to bring you that sound, you know?
I think now even more after the people in Barcelona see you play at Boiler Room, Florida will be on the map for sure.
There we go.
It's the time.
Absolutely.
How are you feeling? I would be like freaking out. Like, oh my God, it's just in an hour.
It's not necessarily terrible. Just like, okay, making sure it's like, okay, this check.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you almost get to a point where like you think about too much, you start to psych yourself out.
Personally,
I'm just like, it's game time.
Yeah, working mindset.
Just gotta go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another person that's playing at the Boiler Room, because the lineup just in the Boiler Room is crazy. Like, the whole festival is crazy, but just the Boiler Room, you can go insane. And another person that I'm really excited to see is Erika de Castier,
who you have a
song with that I cannot stop listening. Like, I have it on repeat. Ice, how did that come to be?
You know what? That happened right before we met y'all. On that same tour. That was November 22, right?
Yeah.
It was right then. We flew in to Copenhagen. We did a remix years ago for Erica. And then we came to Copenhagen. We linked up. She took us to like the park. And like we were like looking at geese, and she was like showing us the whole situation. Yeah, we saw castles in the park in Copenhagen.
Crazy.
It was very wild. She took us to eat. We had proper seafood out there. It was real good. And then the next day we went to the studio.
And was it like smooth? Like did that just?
Oh yeah,
it was super smooth.
Super smooth. Yeah. Because I'm gonna tell you how smooth it was. We didn't even hear her vocal when we wrote ours.
Nope.
She just played us the beat. She wouldn't even play us her vocal. We had no idea. She was just like, the song is called this.
Yeah.
But like, all right,
it's so cold.
Exactly.
I was like, was the chorus on there?
Nah, nothing was there. Nothing was there. She just said, "This is the song, and it's about this." Played the beat. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Knocked it crazy.
Out. She's an insane producer. Yeah, and her drums. I feel like nobody talks about Erica's drums.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, especially, we heard them in the studio. I was like, yo, what are we doing, Dre? Like, we got to step our shit up. Like,
who did this?
Yeah, exactly.
And
she's
did.
Knocking. Yeah.
And you did.
Thank you, man. No,
we're glad everybody
that.
Liked it, for sure. Just an extension of, like, friendship.
Absolutely.
You know, things just come and work organically. So, you know, we are grateful for that. And shout out to Erica.
Yeah. Shout out to the big homie.
Shout
it's
out
a
to
hit.
Erica de Cassier. And when you play this evening, just shortly after this, you're going on after Armand Hammer, which is Billy Woods and Elucid. Is that exciting for you guys to be able to do like almost like a back to, not a back to back?
Nah, I hear you though.
A passing of the torch, no?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, big up Armand Hammer. We were chopping up with Billy earlier.
Yeah.
You know, we're staying at the same hotel, so we were just popping in the lobby, you know what I'm saying?
Like talking.
Yeah, exactly. Talking about rap life, basically. You know?
Yeah,
it's cool. It's cool seeing like the way things can merge together like that, you know, because I feel like they operate in a particular space, right, that we kind of touch on, but then we touch on maybe closer to the Boiler Room space, you know what I'm saying? But then now they're in that too, you get what I'm saying? So it's all just kind of like converging. All the worlds are like collapsing in a really cool way, you
know? It's like that diagram that meets at the middle. It's like, Boiler Room, Rap, whatever.
Exactly.
And it all meets here at Primavera Sound.
Precisely.
So excited.
It
was
really nice.
I was thinking maybe this is a little bit too much and you cannot say, but since you said when we've met at Primavera Weekend, you were already working with Erika and stuff. Who are you working with? Is someone like...
Who are we working with?
Some exclusive. I need an exclusive.
I mean, usual suspects. We always got like some Nick Leon in the cut. You know what I'm saying? Big up Nick. You know?
I love him.
Yeah, he's the greatest, right? Like he's amazing. Man, we got... Big up the homie Bell Curve, Worst Behavior Crew. You know what I'm saying? Like got some stuff in the cut that, you know, is kind of... That's been softly announced, I feel like. You know, a little soft. Y'all saw the photo shoot.
96 back.
Yeah, 96 back out Manchester. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's like some stuff is like cool. It's like, oh my God. It's in the credits to see it, but you know, it's like, I don't want to say yet.
Yeah, not too much, right?
Yeah, I don't even want to hype it up like that.
I hear it. Yeah, exactly. So definitely those, you know, a lot of usual suspects and then like some new friends in there. And then, of course, there's a lot of collaborations that really came out in the time since the time that we saw you. I feel like Julia Tess, that came out 442. Banging. Yeah.
Biscuits.
So go check that out. Biscuits with Wooloo. Oh my God.
And good friends of ours, Charlie as well.
Charlie. DJ Orange Julius out of Florida as well. Again, bringing that Gulf Coast sound. Like, it's a lot.
And I imagine your bookings have also multiplied considerably since the last time we spoke.
It was the interview that took us to shoot.
Thank you. But have you in these travels where you've been booked to play in very interesting places, both back in US and over Europe and anywhere in the world, have you noticed anywhere where there's like something bubbling where it's like, ooh, this is an interesting part of the world where things are happening?
Florida.
Florida, okay.
Yeah, back home, Florida. The Gulf Coast. It's got to be the Gulf Coast. Come on, everything happening in the Gulf Coast is cracking. But
I say probably so far it's been like Australia.
That is really true. Yeah, out in Melbourne. Yeah, those folks out there. Yeah,
big shout out to
Neil Teether out there. Like, they're going stupid out there. Like, really, really, really. We played there in what?
It was December.
And that
was amazing.
That was, it was real crazy. It's packed out show, DIY venue, but then they had like a LED wall. I was like, I never seen anything like that in a DIY
bar.
Spot, you know what I'm saying? Full
it was
bar.
Crazy.
Like, it was wild.
I was like, damn, it's
okay, Australia, where's
you? Yeah, Australia, shout out Norm for sure.
Australia's
shout out
Norm.
I wanted to tell you, there's, I don't know if you checked it, but at the Primavera Sound webpage, there's like a thing, like a brief thing that you can get an idea of the artist if you don't really know. So I want to read to you what they say about They Hate Change.
Gosh. More info?
Yeah, and you can say like, that's definitely us, or like, okay, who wrote that? And to you it says, too much rap for the club, too much club for rap.
Ooh. Too much club for the rap.
So there's like this middle ground where it's like clubbish and rapish too, but it's not one thing or the other.
Dig that.
I agree with that, for sure.
It's
almost, it does remind me of, again, like that Run DMC quote that you had brought up so long ago.
The rap is the rap.
The rap is the rap.
Like whatever the rap is on, that's rap music.
That's rap. Yeah. And there's also a very funny part that for people to also get to know you, it's like, you will like them if you like whatever. So they say, you will like They Hate Change if you like Outkast rejecting the default setting when you get a new gadget and the productions of Lorraine James and High Tech.
Come on. Big up High Tech. Yeah. Yo, they're out here today too, right?
I feel like today or tomorrow, it might have been.
Big up High Tech. Oh my God.
I agree with that for sure.
Yeah. Shout out to the writers for sure.
What else would you add to that list?
Phone setting.
If you like, rejecting the default phone setting is crazy. I'll say if you like power on noises, like when you turn on your phone, the noise it makes, or when you turn on your headphones, the noise that it makes. If you like all little sounds like that, you pay attention to things like that, you're like, They Hate Change.
Wow, that's a really good one, because I love when I have the volume up in my computer and it's like, ta-da.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
I gave you that.
Default setting.
A plus.
I you're playing like a DJ set at the Boiler Room, but I feel like we have to talk about your latest EP because I love how it starts. When if you haven't listened to it, it starts like, "Thank you for reaching out. Unfortunately, change is unavailable."
Yes,
it's
yeah.
a play of words because they What else? Like, what would you say is new from your debut album? Finally new.
Oh man. So I think it's really, it's expanding on that thing that we molded, that we, you know, we call the Gulf Coast sound. I think the EP is just like, you know, it's the bonus content basically. It's like, oh, but y'all didn't know, like it's guitars in there too. Like when we say, like, we take reference to a lot of different things, right. You know, whether it's a punk thing or what have you, you know what I'm saying? And people, I think, maybe get skeptical, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're like, all right, like what is this? Like, but then you know what I'm saying? It's exemplified even further on the record. You know, I feel like the sounds that we maybe didn't necessarily touch on the record or didn't get to, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Or maybe just not so much. I feel like all that got exemplified on the EP for sure.
Yeah.
Just further expanded, you know?
Yeah, because we were able to really connect with a lot of friends that we met via like the internet mm-hmm. and just like just mutual like fans of just like, hey, you know, let's see what can happen.
Exactly.
And, you know, we made those tracks while on the road.
Yeah.
So it was definitely cool.
Yeah, definitely cool.
It,
we were able to sort of expand the palette with these other people's palettes. Like we were saying, that sort of Venn diagram, you know, mm-hmm. it's like Wulu is just like us, but he's like the, in whatever the new world of music is, if we're the hip hop, he's like the, you know, mm-hmm. I don't even know, maybe the jazz or maybe the rock, you know, whatever the new version of that is, that's Wulu. Mm-hmm. So we had to bring that in the mix, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you're also in that sweet position where you can bring your people that you like who are underneath you, bring them up, right? But
sure, yeah.
What about people from the old school, like way old school? Is there anyone like from a past generation that's, you know, that's still active that you'd like to, that you think you would make an interesting fit with They Hate Change?
Damn, I think
Camp Low.
Camp Low,
some two artists who are actually here, The Clips.
Yeah,
that Clips, would that would be amazing.
Tell Push we got his next record.
Yeah.
If he's really ready,
yeah.
we have the next record. Truly. Genuinely.
What else? That'd be cool. You had just shown me
Spanish Fly?
Yes.
Yeah, Spanish DJ motherfucking Spanish Fly.
That was crazy.
Yeah, yo, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I'm really waiting. Spanish Fly, you must play A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Today, yes. He's right after us.
I'm right,
as soon as we get off,
super
hard. So we could do some stuff like that. That would be real cool, you know. But yeah, I mean, in terms of, Craig Payton, who's like, he's like the Jimi Hendrix of the vibraphone. He's like an electric vibraphonist. Like, yeah, exactly. He's crazy. Gary Wilson. We made a song with Gary Wilson years ago, but I would still love to do some more with Gary Wilson.
Like another Chico.
Yeah, exactly. Super Chico.
Still love to do something with Brian Eno.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Of course, that would be amazing.
Tell D Double we got his next record.
Yeah. Frisco too, that would be ill.
Yeah, you dropping the hitters for sure. Yeah, Frisco, that would be ill.
That's a
shout
bunch.
Out BBK.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Yeah. We're producers after all, so it's like we think on that level. Like, all right, like this person, uh-huh. person. You know,
yeah. And you don't switch off, no. Are you constantly hearing sounds and ooh, this would be
of
good.
Of course, yeah. Always, like everything that we hear that we like is like, damn, that would be cool. Let's do something like that. I mean, that's how we kind of got here. You mm-hmm. know, everything that we heard, you know, over the years since the time we were knowing each other as teenagers is like, damn, that's cool. We should try to do something like that.
Exactly.
Damn, that's cool. We should try to do something like that. And then magically, we just kind of figured it, you know, like, oh, this is how everything fits together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, you know, a DJ could probably tell you instantly. It's like, yeah, of course, this goes with this.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. What about tourism? I mean, how long do you guys get to hang out in Barcelona for a bit longer? I mean, do you have any instant ideas?
Yeah. A bit this time.
Mm-hmm.
But traveling around, it's like show. Then it's like,
then leave.
All right. We'll get some food and then
we stay on like one street every time we're on tour. It's like you go to the city, you only see that street, you know what I'm saying? But so now we get a lot more time to hang out here a bit.
Yeah, a lot.
Hang out, we'll be working on stuff.
Plus it's nice out here too, and the people as well.
It's real nice. Like, well, yeah, shout out to the people. Y'all are very nice.
Plus Primavera is complicated because you come to a city like Barcelona, which mm-hmm. you want to see, but there's so much happening inside the forum that it's like, you know, you don't have time to do everything, but hopefully you will.
Scheduling seems well, though.
Scheduling is proper. Yeah, it's real good. But you want to stay inside the festival. I'm glad that before the festival like started happening, like when we were already out here, we got to see a bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We were up like Carmel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You we saw up there. Like the whole scene.
Yes, we did. Oh,
that was crazy.
Yeah, I got hella pictures. Yeah. Yeah.
I think we have time for one last question that okay. I really like okay. to add, ask people who are like your rappers and stuff or are into lyrics.
Okay.
Do you have like a favorite bar or like what's your out of the ones that you
Wow.
in your whole discography, like the one that you wanna sing like, ah, this is my line.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, of our
yeah.
own?
Man. Wallabies and Weejuns is like full of them, I feel like. It's full of like lines that are like my favorite They Hate Change line. We be the mod swingers, target on my back since a bopping teener. Dirty money had me fiending, now my pockets can't be cleaner. I don't play guitar, bitch, I play computers. You know what I'm saying? They like how you do that though. I don't know, but they like that though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Literally, there's a lot in that song alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably be like personal mind was like Who Next? I think that might have been the track.
Okay.
Then first verse is like, paint me a villain because my skin tone tinted. I built the roof, my family fed.
Fuck your feelings. Yeah, yeah.
Brought a house when I was 27.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
Well, it's been such a pleasure seeing you guys again. You're like family. We connected so well back then at Weekender. Yeah. The vibe is still here, and we're going to go and see you in an hour or a bit less over at the Boiler Room down by the water. There, Cooper's Boiler Room.
There we go.
Hey, if you hear us, come and see us.
Pop out for sure.
8 o'clock.
You're already here, so it's basically free.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Of course. Thank you.